Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Yamakisha. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Keisha. Did you say Keisha?
Yamakisha, but Keisha works fine as well.
Yamakisha.
Yes, sir. Okay. How may I assist you today?
Yamakisha?
Yes,
Yamakisha. My name is Kirk, and I'm calling to get an RMA number because I want to return the merchandise that they sent me.
Okay, so Mr. Kirk, can you provide me a zip code so I can try to locate an account for you?
53711.
53711. And what is your last name, Mr. Kirk?
Grimes.
Thank you so much for that information, Mr. Grimes. Can you verify your mailing or shipping address for me?
2425 Apache Drive, Fitchburg, Wisconsin, 53711.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for that. Give me a brief moment to load your account information up. Okay. And you have the Platinum Ultra smartwatch.
I don't think so. That's what I was supposed to get. How can I explain this? All right. When I went to the site, I was supposed to get the Apple Watch Series 7.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me I have something called a Platinum. What did you call it?
It says Platinum Ultra Smartwatch.
Okay. Well, what I have, what I received, is something called a smart bracelet.
Smart bracelet?
Yeah, that's what I got. So even though on the paperwork that it says Platinum Ultra Smartwatch P1-MC.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay.
That's what it says on the paper.
Okay.
On the box. The box says smart bracelet.
Smart bracelet. But is it a watch or is it a bracelet?
I didn't open it up, and I'm not going to open it up, but on the outside, it looks like a watch with a bracelet.
Okay. And you just wanted to return it?
And cancel everything. Now, I called up to cancel before, and they gave me a cancellation code, which was K as in Kevin, C as in Charlie, 021.
So that was from another company.
Oh, no, I called the same number, and I spoke with a lady named, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but Thalia, Thalia, because I had her spell it for me. And she gave me the cancellation code.
Okay.
And she gave me, excuse the expression, because I'm not happy, but I am not angry at you, so bear with me. She gave me some bogus email address to contact True Vivid regarding the product that they sent me. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to get my homework done so that I can get this product back. So if she did not cancel it, then I would appreciate, let's go through the process again.
Okay. But you were refunded, correct? It looks as if I'm looking in the notes and saying that you were refunded on 6/12/2022.
I haven't been refunded anything yet.
That's today.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So
I'm just saying, I haven't been refunded anything today. I didn't look at my credit card to see if anything has been refunded.
So in the system, it looks as if it was just refunded through our system today for the 6732.
Okay.
So you won't expect that to enter your account until 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank.
Okay.
So you have been refunded, and it looks as if the account is canceled. In regards to sending the product back, you can keep it.
What?
Yes, sir. So okay. That is yours to keep. You have been refunded. From the notes, it says, does says that you were refunded the $67.32 today at 11:43, and the account is canceled, so you will no longer be billed in the future.
Okay, so I was refunded $67.32.
Yes.
Account has been canceled as of today.
Yes. And please do allow at least 3 to 5 business days for that refund to hit your account.
Okay. And you're telling me I do not need to mail this thing back?
That is correct.
Okay.
So you have a free watch.
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to throw it in the trash.
At least try to use it. You know, it won't hurt. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
Yamakisha?
Yes, sir.
I don't think so. Thank you very much for your help.
Awesome. It was my pleasure
it was
assisting
a pleasure
you today.
Speaking with you.
And it was my pleasure assisting you. I want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day and stay safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.